This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, I talk with PhD student Sepeda Mohammed Hassanpour, and she presented research during the recent Arkansas Biosciences Institute Fall Symposium at Arkansas State. She talks about her research in fighting breast cancer cells.
Actually, I work with Dr. Fabrizio Medina Bolivar. And what I'm doing, I work on the cancer research. So we produce the stibunoids and prenylated stibunoids from the peanut hair root systems by putting peanuts in the stress situation. And when peanut is in the stress situation, they start producing some compounds, which are the defense mechanisms of the plant system. And these compounds, based on the different literature review and based on the lots of work we done in our lab, we noticed these compounds also are so useful for humans. So we want to test this natural compound on different areas. So my part is the cancer research. So I focus on the triple negative breast cancers, because triple negative breast cancers is one of the subtypes of the breast cancer which is hard to diagnose, hard to treat. Yeah. The reason it's hard to treat, based on the name, is a triple negative. It has its lacks of three main receptors which you can target the cells and treat the cells by chemotherapy, targeted therapy, or hormonal therapy. So because it lacks of all these main receptors, it's hard to treat. So what I'm doing is I'm testing these prenylated stibunoids. As you can see here, there are four of them, arachidin. We call them arachidin 1, 2, and 5, and 3.
Yeah.
So I test them in the different triple negative cell lines. And then, first of all, I want to minimize my research. So what I did, I test them on different arachidins, and then I choose the best arachidins, and then I go one step further and test that with the flow cytometry and check the apoptosis. Apoptosis is the good way to killing the cells. Mm-hmm. And then I, based on the apoptosis and cell viability and IC50 of the cells, I choose the best arachidin, which has highest, more effective in the triple negative breast cancer cells. And then I want to go through the in vivo assay research and test them on mice, and that's it.
Oh, very good. So tell us about, how did you get interested in this research, please?
Actually, that's a good question. This is my PhD program, and when I came to USA, I come as a PhD student in different school. But I worked on a plant, but I didn't like it because I lost my grandma with breast cancer. So I always want to work on a breast cancer. So I get acceptance in Texas for second master. So I start colon cancer there. Then I start the breast cancer research with Dr. Fabrizio, which is my dream research.
Fantastic.
So
how long have you been at Arkansas State?
Almost 1 year and I think 9 months. So I'm still in my second year, but yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here for sure, definitely. So tell us about what's the next step in the research?
So in our research, we try to produce this natural compound and commercialize them. We hope that these natural compounds can be effective to treat the triple negative breast cancers, and we can commercial them and make a first natural, not first, but we have lots of semi-natural compounds. We want to use this natural compound by mixing the different chemotherapy drugs to produce the effective medicine for triple negative breast cancer. That's my goal. I want to do something before I die for breast cancer.
Right, definitely for the research. So tell us about, and you've touched on this a little bit, but working with Dr. Medina Bolivar, how has that been, and how has he impacted your life and also your research?
Oh, he is the awesome mentor. I'm just, I Honestly, when I came from Texas to Jonesboro, first I got a little homesick. But the only thing I'm thinking about, I have the best mentor, and I really enjoy working with him because he gave me opportunity to try more. He gave me opportunity to be myself, and he's so welcome for the new idea. He wants I grow more, and yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky I choose his lab.
And is this your first time being able to present this research?
No, that's my second time, but this is my first time I present alone. Last year, I presented with two other students, so this is my first time I presenting my research alone.
Having an opportunity to be able to present here and to be able to present your research to others, how is that for you to be able to have that opportunity to be able to present your research to others here today?
I think it's a great opportunity. Since I came to the Arkansas, I have so much places to show my research, to talk to people, to make networking, to know other people's idea about my research. A lot of people give me so much idea to make my research in better way. So yeah, that's a great opportunity. I think when I was in Texas, I didn't have that much opportunity to keep talking or going to different conference, but here at least every year I attend three or four conference. That's great.
To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play. It's also on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and other areas as well, anywhere you find your podcast. Please let us know about this, how you feel about this, as we'd love to be able to hear from you. Leave us a review and rate this on Apple iTunes. For A-State Connections and the Created State Podcast, I'm Jonathan Reeves.